It looks like you're doing my show with my logo
I know,
behind
right?
it.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the Scotty Case Show. Today we've got Dylan Scott. Dylan, how are you?
Just
Perfect.
did
All right, cool.
37
It's great
push-ups.
having you, man. We ain't got any more time. We'll see you later. All right.
Yeah, I like to double check everyone's Instagram right before an interview just to see if anything pops up. First thing pops up is you gobbling like a turkey.
Yeah, well, trying my best.
Can I get the gobble?
Yeah, my gobble's just like a little like a terrible, man. It's really not how it goes at all. And then my hen call, you know, it's just like a so it works when you're trying to locate them. I don't think I'm actually gonna be able to call one in. I'm not
Yeah,
gonna
I was going to
try.
ask what the point is. You're just trying to find out where they are, or are you trying to summon them to you?
Well, a little bit of both. A little
Right.
bit of both. I don't usually try to find them at all with using my mouth. But if I see one and I'm not hunting, right? Like
Right.
in that video you're talking about, I'm just like, all right, I'm gonna see if I can get them to gobble. I'm gonna see how fired up they actually are, you know. Then I'll hit that, and when they gobble back, I'm like, oh yeah, these boys are fired up.
Well, I love that I mean, your wife, your kids, obviously you and Blair have been together, what, since high school. She knows you. She knows how goofy you are. I don't know how you guys are. I know my wife, we've been together 11 years now. Does she ever let you know you went too far?
She lets me know if I'm being an idiot. Absolutely. Yeah. She kind of tells it like it is. I mean, I can be the cheesy dad with the cheesy dad jokes, you know, and I think I'm funny. I think I'm cool, and I can tell when she doesn't laugh or just doesn't pay me any attention. It's like, yeah, so there was nothing funny about that at all. But
That's the hard thing. It's hard to know when they're going to match your energy at that point, because you might be in the craziest, goofy mood, and if they're not, you gotta recognize it like that.
oh, yeah. You have to read the room, read the body language real quick. I've gotten pretty good at it too. You know, it's like, remember being a kid and you wanted to go stay a night at your dad or at your buddy's house, but you know, like, oh, dad's in a bad mood. Mom's in a good mood though. Let me talk to her. And then you would wait till you look at your dad like, oh, he's laughing at something. Right then and there is when that's when you ask him, like, hey dad, you mind if I? It's the same way when you're married. You know when to ask the questions or do what you need to do.
Was there one video you're like, oh, this is gonna be great. I'm gonna put this all over social media, and you know, wasn't the time. Shouldn't have went there. Should have that time.
So I don't know if I've actually ever done it, but I mean, the thought is in my mind every time I post something. I'm like, should I post this?
What
Should I
is the
not
thought
post this?
of not posting? Is it that it crossed a boundary? Is it a timing thing? What is
Yeah, it's
that?
different things. It's a time. I mean, I think that most obvious, you want every video to obviously blow up into something, you know, but there's a time and thing there. My thing is just like, kind of back, we was just talking to with my wife, because I do post a lot of like the kids and her as well. I'm like, all right, is this something that people are going to see the same way I see it? Oh, for instance, I videoed her the other night. She was snoring a little bit. I caught her snoring
Exactly
and
what
I
I'm talking
videoed it. And in my mind, I'm thinking, this is gold. This is gold right here. But I thought about it. I was like, I'm not doing it. I would be in the doghouse, and that's not a good thing to be in.
I think you made the right choice.
I think
I
so
really
too.
do.
It's a great video, though. I still may one day.
I love watching you as a dad too. And now that you're at three kids, I think the last time we talked, you only had two. So you've evolved to being more tired at that point too. What's your favorite thing to teach your kids?
Oh, my favorite thing is just life lessons. Like, I do try to explain, even when I get on to them and try to discipline them, I still sit down with them and talk about the whys. Like, why are we getting grounded, or why are we getting this taken away from us? Not just because I said so, boy. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I got as a kid from my dad, which is fine. I turned out okay,
That's a
but
generational thing, though, too.
it's a
That's
generational thing too, I
for
think.
sure.
But I do try to explain to my kids just life things, man. Like, even, you know, why do we wear a seatbelt? You know, not because, oh, we'll get in a wreck and you can go through the windshield. Like, no, here's what can really happen. You know, somebody's coming right at us, and maybe they're on their phone, buddy. They ain't paying attention, and it just takes a split second. Like, any and everything. I enjoy that. I enjoy talking to them because they listen. They do listen. Now, whether they regurgitate it, I don't know, but I don't know. I enjoy it.
Do your kids like your music? They seem to on social media, but
No, they do, but you know, they've also, especially my oldest, he's got to the point now where he tries to be funny and tries to be slick and whatnot. And he was talking about my show like last summer or something. He goes, "Dad, you got a bunch of slow songs. It's kind of boring, you know?" Like, what? I don't have a bunch of slow songs. He's like, "Yeah, it's a lot of slow songs." And I took him out on the road that weekend. I mean, it wasn't until we got back on like Sunday or Monday. He literally goes, "I'm just joking with you. They went slow. It was awesome." Da, da, da. I was like, "Dude, come on now." But they do like my music. And they're, hey, I love gauging it off of them in a sense because they'll tell me too, like, "I don't really like this song, Dad." You know, if I record something or if I write something, and I take that stuff to heart.
Have you cut a song because the kids didn't like it?
Not because they didn't like it. I've recorded songs because they really loved it. Songs that I liked for sure. I just didn't know, should I record this? Should I not? Country Till I Die was one of those songs where they heard it a couple of times and they were still singing it months after they heard it for the first time. And I was like, all right, there's got to be something catchy to that. You know, it's not a kid song, but they are catching on to something here. So let me record it. Let me see. And it worked out.
Obviously, yeah, you got a little focus group there. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting because Easy Does It, the album, it's been out almost a year now, and obviously still pumping singles from it. But it does, I think you accomplish something that's really, really hard to do, is you walk the line between the production of these radio hits, but also these really personal lyrics at the same time. And that can be a tricky thing to do because the sound is big, it's arena, it's radio. But it really is your personal storytelling. And it feels more like you're not chasing hits necessarily, but you're living real life and figuring out that balance. Now, when you're making those songs and you're hearing them back now a year later, do you feel that way? Do you feel like you somehow found a balance?
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about that a lot, and you hear people talk about balance and whatnot, and I've come to the conclusion like there's not going to be a balance of road life and the music industry and what I do, and then oh, and then here's my kids and here's dad life. Like, it's kind of just one big combobbled mess is what it is. That's the way I like it. No balance. It's everything. I show my kids on social media. I show my life the way it is on social media. My kids go on the road with me. I bring my music to the house. I mean, it's just all together. It's all one big thing, so it doesn't ever feel separate. And I have found for me, like, that's the way I can do it and not feel a ton of pressure and still feel just like everything's somewhat normal.
Your new music too that you're putting out too, you just teased. And correct me if I'm wrong, was Slow Down Old Son back in like December originally put out? Is that am I correct in that? Or not
No,
put
I mean,
out,
I
but
started
teased.
teasing it. Yeah, I probably started teasing it back in that time. But in that time, too, I thought it was going to come out sooner than what it has.
Got it.
You know, there's always, you know, sometimes in the music business, you get it, they make it a business, right? And it's at the end of the day, it's really simple, in my opinion. I think just put great stuff out and let it be what it is. But then, you know, you start getting to these strategies with the labels, and it's not a bad thing. I'm not saying it's bad, but you know, you gotta, oh, well, to send it out to Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon, and then, oh, but then what if we release it as a single at country radio? Then they start talking about all these little schemes, and it's like, I just want to release music whenever and let it be what it is, because I think that's just what it's all about. That's what's fun about it, you know. But yeah, I started teasing it back into last year, thinking it was going to come out sooner, and then, you know, it turns into, oh no, it's going to be this month in April. So I kind of backed off of it a little bit because I don't want people getting mad at me for like, when's this song coming out, you know? And I'm just over here still teasing it. So yeah, it's part of it.
But that one feels very personal. Yeah, obviously you teased it back, you know, over what, 5 months ago because you're excited about it. Is that
Correct.
excitement still there?
Yeah, because I wrote this song 2.5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it kind of sat there just in at the top of my list of songs that I had. But it was one of those deals where I go, yeah, but when's the right time to do this? Because it is such a special song. So my mom would tell me my whole life, hey, you need to slow down. Because I mean, I remember being a kid waking up, as soon as my eyes open, hey, I'm putting my clothes on, I'm out the door, I'm building forts, I'm, you know, bird hunting, doing whatever I can do. I mean, just nonstop stuff every day. And my whole life, she told me that. And up until even she passed away in 2021, but I mean, up and even till then, she would tell me, hey, slow down, take a day, like, don't go write, don't go do this, sit on the couch and watch some TV. And I can't. I'm just not built that way, you know. But she's right. I mean, you do have to take time to slow down. And after she had passed away, I woke up in the middle of the night one night, and it was the first thing that came to my head was, "Hey, slow down." And so I was like, "I'm gonna write that." And so I did. And it's the song has nothing to do with my mom or even that whole situation, but it's just what she told me. It's the song's about, obviously, you know, hey, slow down and just enjoy these moments and don't get so caught up in what's to come, because if you do, then guess what? You never got to experience the moment you're in, kind of thing. So it's special. I'm excited to get it out. And it just felt like after the album we released last year, in my mind, I wanted to release something next that had some meaning to it, some meat to it, not just another song. And so I started trying to write for that, and I couldn't get it. And then it hit me, I'm not getting it because I've already got it. You know, the song I wrote 2.5 years ago. So now's the time. It feels good. It feels like it's the right timing.
It's a really interesting story because when I, really listen to the song, to me, you're writing a song to your son, but it sounds like you're writing a song to yourself.
Basically, so writing a song to myself saying, "Hey, slow down." But that's also what my mom would say. So it's kind of really from her.
Yeah, your mom wrote you a song.
Absolutely. That's
She's
cool.
gonna get the writing. You got to put her on the writing credits
I
too.
know,
She,
right?
she,
Hey,
yeah.
put mom on them writer credits.
And one of the other things on your Instagram was the Lamborghini you drove. Can you tell was that the first time you've ever driven a Lamborghini?
First time I've ever driven a Lamborghini. The last time I've driven one. It was so my brother, who I wrote "What I'll Never Have" with, who's also my lead guitar player, he knew somebody that was out in Washington, and he knew somebody out there, and they was buddies with him. And he's like, "Hey, he wants to bring his Lamborghini." I was like, "Yeah, bring it. That'd be awesome." I've never actually even put my hands on a Lamborghini before, so brought it out, got to drive it. It's a wild thing. And I've always told myself I'm not big into, like, oh, I need fancy sport cars and this and that, but I wouldn't mind having one. I can't imagine paying the price for a Lamborghini, but they're really cool, man. Like, it would be, maybe I just need to rent one. Maybe I need to rent one, get that out of my system, and then I don't have to worry about the fact of
You
owning
got a
one.
friend that has one, so you.
Yeah, it's just a long ways away.
Oh, fair. What? How fast did you go?
I didn't go that fast. I mean, I gunned it, don't get me wrong. Like, I got on the gas,
Got
but
the torque.
I'm all. Yeah, I don't. I'm not trying to get pulled over and be like, you know, going through all that confrontation of, "What are you doing, son? Why are you speeding? Da 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 da." But I mean, the guy told me he
If
had
they
it up
catch
to,
you,
like, oh yeah, if they catch me. But he was in the middle of a city somewhere. I think he was in, like, Seattle, you know,
Oh,
doing
okay, yeah.
that. But it was fun. I mean, definitely a thrill and something I've never experienced before. And I mean, I got a Ford F-250 that'll, you know, I can get down on it. It'll put you back a little bit, but not like that car.
So you don't, so you don't have any sports cars, huh?
No sports cars at my house.
You had a
I do have
Barbie
a.
dream house in your garage there, right?
Yeah,
In
that's what I'm saying. Like, I have to. I have, my time is going towards either writing songs, baseball, or building Barbie dream houses,
Yeah.
which I'm almost done with it.
Obviously, you like fixing things. I always see you. I think one of the times there was a short period of time where every time I looked at your Instagram, you were trying to fix this damn tractor you had or
Oh yeah,
something.
I was
And
working on it yesterday.
what's your land like? You have a lot of land, huh?
Yeah, so we bought a farm outside of Nashville probably 3 years ago, and it was a mess, man. It was a mess when I bought it. And so luckily I've got a buddy down in Louisiana where I grew up, who him and his daddy, that's what they do for a living, is like land development. So he would come up when they were slow and help me work on it for a month or two, and then I'd wait and go back and work on another month or two. And so it was just really me and him. So I learned a lot. I've spent a lot of time on a Traco and a bulldozer at this point in my life, to where I'm still not good. Don't get me wrong. I ain't good, but I can run that machine pretty well. Pretty
What's the
well.
goal with the land? What do you want to do? What do you want to build? What do you want to put out there?
We're building a house on it. We've been building on it for a little over a year now. Well, actually, shoot, probably over a year and a half at this point. Yeah, we're gonna live out there, man, on this farm. It's about 100 acres, and I just always told myself, I grew up on some land. I grew up where I could just walk out my back door and, you know, not see nobody for all day long, doing whatever I wanted to do. And I just wanted my kids to grow up the same way.
No, you got two shows coming up at Joe's Live in Rosemont, and obviously Chicago always shows up for you, and you always put on a good show. You added that second show, it got sold out. One of the things that keeps happening, and I know this isn't new, but you always find somebody in the crowd to bring up on stage. You find some sort of reason. I think one of them was Cohen.
He wanted to sing New Truck with me. It's like the third song I do in the set, which, from my standpoint, I'm like, man, we just walked out on stage. We're three
Really?
songs in. I'm bringing somebody up already. But I was like, man, this kid's holding up a sign saying, "Can I please sing New Truck with you?" And I'm like, I don't know, man. When a kid, I got a special place for the kids, man. They're showing up. They're excited. And in my mind, it's like Cohen, for instance, a man, who knows what happens in his life or what's going to happen in his life. And that's just something I feel like it's a small thing for me to do, but it probably means a lot to them, as more than what I can even imagine. And so if I can do something to help somebody, I'm always there to do it. But it's been happening a lot, and it's been happening more lately than it's ever happened. And I love that kind of stuff because we play our show every night. I try to change things up, but when stuff like that happens, it's like, all right, cool, that was fun, I had a good time.
You're always consistent in that thought process too. Like, why am I doing this? What is the big picture for this too? And I'm glad you're consistent with that. Has that ever gone wrong, bringing somebody up on stage?
I mean,
It's
not
risky.
wrong. It is risky. I brought a lady up, which we're gonna post this to, and it's gold, man. I'm excited about this. It was actually awesome. But there was this lady we brought up a couple weeks ago, and I didn't realize. I mean, she had had quite a bit to drink, and I guess I didn't realize that. And it was somebody's, somebody's mom, So it's this lady who's probably, she's probably 60, 65. And so I'm talking to her in the crowd, and I bring her up on stage during My Girl. And man, I didn't realize I had to sit her down on the steps for a little bit. And then I turn up and I look back, and she's back there just grinding on the bass player and the guitar player. And I'm like, this is awesome. But this is also, in my mind, I'm going, okay, this is, what if something happens and she falls over, falls off the stage? But it's good stuff though.
What's the coolest thing that's happened to you recently?
The coolest thing going on in my life right now, I can sit here and say music all day long because it really is. I mean, if I sit down long enough and go, all right, let me look around and just slow down for a second, I've done everything I've dreamed of doing, right? So I'm just really enjoying the season of where my kids are at. 8, 6, and 2, the baseball. We got games tonight that I get to go to. Man, I'm having more fun going to these baseball games and watching these kids and, watch them hit the ball and run the bases than, honestly, I have sometimes even out on the road playing music, which is crazy because that's where I get my biggest adrenaline rushes on stage. But, man, right now it's just watching these kids. I don't know about a cool moment, but it's just the moment of I'm in with
You're in a
them.
cool era. Are you a loud baseball parent in the crowd?
No, I'm not. Only because I didn't play baseball growing up, so I don't, honestly, I can't sit here and tell you all the rules to baseball. But maybe one day,
Yeah. Dude, it'll come. I'll tell you this, and that, well, I'll leave you with this story. So my son is 16 now, and he's in high school. He's never done this before high school, but he started playing water polo. Are you familiar with water polo?
not one bit.
No, neither was I. It's like
I know Marco Polo.
right, yeah, totally different. Not as violent. It's vicious. Like, it is intense. They are swimming back and forth. I mean, it's like rugby in water. They're fighting underwater. They're kicking each other. They're scratching. They're wrestling the ball away. It's insane. The rules don't make any sense. I don't know how much you can drown kids. But the first year, I was very quiet because I was like you. I was like, I don't know what I'm yelling. We're in year two now. Oh man, it's intense. It comes out. Yeah, the competitiveness comes out in you. So but I do have to remind
Is
myself.
it underwater?
Yeah,
Oh, wonder.
it is. If you watch like a wrestling, that's what it feels like I'm watching. But as a parent, you get in because you get excited for your kids. But the biggest part for me, and you can tell me if this is true for you, is I like to watch the way the kids are with each other, the way they display leadership, the way they display compassion for each other when they're down. How do they lift each other up? And the way that they work together and the way that they lose more than the way that they win is the coolest moment of watching your kid do that kind of stuff.
100%. So We had a game last week. It was the first game of the season, and Beckett, he hit, no, he got to first base on this hit, and then the next batter came, and he was running to second, and it was just perfect timing, right? The ball came right to shortstop to the opposing team, and the guy tagged him on the way to second. And I heard the kid look at Beckett and go, "Sorry, Beckett. Like, sorry I got you out. Like, I had to." I guess they were buddies. I guess they go to school with each other. But it was just at that moment, I was like, man, that was really, in a way, that was really cool.
It was bigger than sports for them.
100%.
I love that. Well, Dylan, man, I'm excited to see you coming up in May. Remember, it's right after Mother's Day, so don't forget that that will be
Yeah,
on
I need to set that reminder.
that from one guy to another.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate
I
it.
appreciate you taking the time, man. I'm excited to see you back in Chicago. And what do we have a release date for Slow Down?
I think it's April 24th. Slow down, old song.
Yeah, love it. Awesome, man. Appreciate you.
You too, man. Take
All
care.
right.